1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Columbus, Ohio, it began with a report of a burglary in progress. Police arrived and there was a gunfight.
Several officers made multiple commands for him to drop the firearm, at which he refused.
Columbus Sergeant James Fuqua says wounded Asante Taj Omar Miller ran and forced his way into another house, police right behind him. Another exchange of gunfire and Miller was found dead.
We don't know what injuries caused him to perish, but we're still working through that.
Expecting some kind of Iranian attempted vengeance on Israel for assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, the U.S. is speeding up the arrival of a second aircraft carrier and a guided missile submarine to the region. Some analysts say Ukraine's military has pushed as much as 19 miles into Russia's Kursk region on their border. Kyiv and Moscow each blaming each other for a fire at one of the reactors at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. This is ABC News. North Miami City Hall to reopen Monday after the Miami suburb's computers were hobbled by hackers.
Trying to get my permit for my grease trap, and they're closed down.
That restaurateur expressing the frustration of anyone trying to do business with North Miami.
They're not screwing up the city, they're screwing up the people in the city.
The North Miami mayor says the hack was the product of unauthorized access to his personal email account. At the multiplexes,
they may be contemplating a new wing at the Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds household after this weekend's box office. Reynolds, Deadpool, and Wolverine holding on to the number one spot, earning another $54.2 million domestically. In the number two spot, his better half, Blake Lively, and her romance, It Ends With Us, surpassing $50 million in its first weekend. Twisters takes third with $15 million. Borderlands with a weak $8 million debut for fourth. Despicable Me 4 rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick update about fun on the cheap. Board games. There's a bunch of new stuff out there that's a cheap way for families to have fun. Here are a few of my new favorites. Wavelength is a party game. It's a spin on charades or Pictionary. You predict your partner's response to something. It's fun, it's smart, and we always end up laughing and laughing. And then there's Five Crowns. It's a great card game for a family of all ages. It's cheap to buy, and it's easy to learn. It's like Rummy, but with more suits. And last but not least, my favorite game is Wingspan. It's a competitive game about bird watching, which I love on so many levels, and my kid tolerates with me on special occasions. And good news, you can often try before you buy because sometimes local libraries have games you can check out. Head over to workmoney.org for more tips. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Man, it is beautiful outside, Rocker.
Oh, it's an incredible day. Mm. Lots of people on State Street tonight. We have a great show coming up. We welcome our friends listening to Max Inc. Radio on WMDX 92.7 here in Madison, WXCO 98.9 FM up in Bull Falls, Wausau, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM in Waukesha. Fresh off People Fest, let's kick this hour off with a double dip from the People Brothers Band. Catch them next on November 8th at the Appleton Beer Factory from their album Sisters and Brothers from 2023. This is Stepping Stone on Max Inc. Radio.
Raise you up. be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone, raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things, I don't need none, your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see.
It's your double dip of Max Inc. Radio and the People Brothers Band. Hot off the press.
yes it is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know. Where you going? With a mouthful of words, what in the world do you want me to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's
Brothers Band right here on Max Inc. Radio. And hey, you know what, Rocker? It was amazing. I like turned around in the hallway, ran right into Louie. I was like, oh my God, is that Louie of Louie of the Flash Bombs? And he's like, absolutely. Rob?
Yeah, you know, Rob, he came out here from Milwaukee.
Right?
I thought we were doing a phone interview tonight, and he just popped in the studio, so we're going to talk to him live.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
He's playing the Memorial Union out on the terrace coming up next week, August 17th. Yeah. So we're going to hear a little bit about that show and his band. 7,000 Apart, they were speaking with Terry Barr this week. So we're going to play that interview and then live in the lair, Cat and the Hurricane tonight.
Cat, so
excited. Ben and Alex and Candace are all going to be here performing live in the lair. Then Indy 45 with Shane, Christopher, Mike. Coming up, Indy 45. Got a mind fart there. And After Hours with you, Rob.
Yeah, After Hours tonight is going to be a blast at 10 to midnight. And I've been talking a lot about the Cat and the Hurricane show because it's going to be an amazing show. And they have a great fellow band. I don't want to give it away because we're going to talk about that. Talk to them about it later today. So that's going to be a lot of fun to talk to them. And also talk to Louie. I'm still like a little flustered that I just ran into him like that. You know, you see these people on stage all the time, and then when they're like right there in person, you're like, wow, that happened. Rocker, and I also got to tell you, the weather today was just outstanding. I was out at a car show over in Middleton. I ran into a couple artists who were just walking around showing off their cars. Which is just amazing to be able to run into people out in the wild that way too.
Now, were you out there showing off your car?
I was.
You have a 240ZX?
I do. I have a 240Z. Yep. And I put that out there, and then two Charlie came right up to me, and it was just great to see him. And he, you know, he's been doing all those blues things, and he had his car out there, and you know, we were catching up, and it was great to see Eric. He wasn't performing there, but it was great to see him showing off his car too. So we got to get him back in the studio sometime too. So that'll be a good time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we got coming up here for music, Rob?
You know, this hour we're going to hear from the Rascal Theory and then the Mascot Theory. Jimmy planned a, you know, a double shot of theories.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he did that. So that's happening this hour. And then we'll take a little break. And then even more music later in the hour. The Big Paycheck is a big payback, rather. And, of course, the Jimmies. We always do that Jimmy tracker to find out where the Jimmies are. In Wisconsin.
They're playing catch up. Everywhere.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Gosh. So many different places. Shows. Yeah, a million shows. I'm excited to see them. I saw them. I want to see them at, I think it was Moreau Cheese Fest days. I need cheese. I haven't got enough cheese. I'm a little low.
And you know, Jimmy, vaguely, he's a dairy farmer. That's what he does for a living.
I did not know he was a dairy farmer. Like, I should have put it together when the tour bus got stuck behind the barn.
Right.
I just, you know, there's so many barns in Wisconsin. I guess I never put that together.
Yeah, so there's a great Wisconsin Public Radio or the show.
Yeah.
They do a podcast, a video podcast.
Sure.
And they did a whole piece on him. He's great.
Yeah, Jimmy is great. Every once in a while I'm up in New Glarus and I'm at Toffer's and he's there. He's playing there all the time. I'm like, unplanned, you know, I just pop into New Glarus and I want to, you know, go into the bar, and then there the Jimmies are. I'm like, oh, jeez, man. They're always doing live stuff all over the place, so it's great to see them, too. So that's going to be in the latter half of the first hour. So really an action-packed first hour we've got for you right here on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Let's hit it.
Yeah, let's do it. Rascal Theory now. Tell Me Why on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good, I won't go out tonight, but when the need was
like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused. No, you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blue.
Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. As we were talking about in the earlier hours of the show, it's been a long day already, Two Sick Charlie ran into him at the car show, so I thought, why not throw in a tune from Two Sick Charlie? All messed up and down, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Big Charlie on Mags Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All this time you're spending
as promised, the Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We'll tell you where they're playing right after that. Stuff August 13th at the Skyline Music Series out there in Milwaukee. Also, of course, Toffers, they're going to be up there in New Glarus on the 15th of August. The 17th, Sun Prairie Corn Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the Corn Fest is going to be happening. Super Tuesday is playing there as well.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And on the first day, I want to say it's the Thursday, they have a parade.
Yes.
In going to the Corn Fest. And then they have a after block party down in Cannery Square.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was reading about this. So the corn, steamed corn, right, starts at 12 each day, Saturday and Sunday. But they say, get there early because, you know, they could actually run out of corn. No. I found that, like, amazing.
That's
crazy,
right? You
could
actually
run out of corn.
You just bring in a semi of corn, right?
Like that's another semi of corn,
right? You just go in the field and get more corn. Ah, right. But I guess, you know, there's always a limit to corn.
That's in Angel Park Speedway over in Sun Prairie.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy. So, Rocker, what else do we have coming up tonight?
Let's see, we have Louie Lucchese of Louie and the Flash Bombs. He dropped in here to the studio. We're going to be talking to him at 7:30 and 7,000 Apart with Terry Barr, 8:30, and then Live in the Lair.
I'm so excited.
In the Hurricane. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I told everybody I saw at the car show. I was like, you gotta listen. You gotta listen. Stop by the studio, see Cat in the Hurricane. It's going to be a great layer. I'm really excited about that. Also, Rocker, I was thinking, you know, we should also play a couple more tunes and really get everybody jazzed up. So I really have a nice lineup of some bluesy things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that take us to the top of the hour.
Hey, do we have a minute to talk about Brandon Beebe?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You know, Brandon Beebe, he passed away yesterday, and he was a legend here in the music scene. He was from Rockford. And, you know, I met him a couple times, and one of the times I remember, he told me this great story. So Brandon Beebe, he's from Rockford, Illinois, and he moved up to Wisconsin Dells in the 60s with his pal Robin Zander, who you might know as the singer of Cheap Trick. So
you might know. Thank you.
Robin Zander and Brandon Beebe, the two of them performed for years as a duo, Zander and Kent. And there are studio recordings written by Brian as a solo artist throughout his career. But, you know, the big thing was is that Robin Zander then left the duo to join Cheap Trick.
Right.
And, of course, Cheap Trick's singer at the time was Zeno. So he went to Milwaukee, Zeno, to join Bad Boy. So there's kind of just a little bit of Wisconsin music history.
Right there.
Cheap Trick, Bad Boy, Brandon Beebe passed away. So I thought it would be fun to maybe go and try and find a song by Brandon Beebe.
Yeah.
And this was from the 70s. This song is called Bringing Home the Boogie. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Satisfied, he's a man of his own. The woman thanks him when he brings home the boogie. He'll never roam
Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm wise as an owl, sly as a fox, stubborn as a mule, strong as an ox. But I'm poor as an alley cat without you. Lord, I'll give back all the rest, just let me keep the best. I'm skilled with my hands, sharp with my tongue, feet.
Back then, I said, no, you know I won't go. You know I can't. healthy. It ends when we begin. Say no. Back again, I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Reach the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. Back again.
For the people.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.